Hey everybody, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. When I think of the Force being with me, her face frequently flashes across my brain because she is that. She is the Force. With me is Leanne Hernandez, Director of Women's Leadership, Empowerment, and Wellness at the YWCA of Southern Arizona. She is a wise woman who knows a whole heck of a lot about a whole heck of a lot. Leanne, I would love for you to talk about how the current climate crisis, being labeled as code red by many around the world, has a much more severe impact on women and children here in our community, and why that matters and why it should matter to all of us.
It's a really compelling question that you asked. You know, I think that what we have to understand is that climate change is going to hit certain communities first and worse. And those communities in Tucson and around the world often look female, Black, Brown, Indigenous. They're young people, they're older people. And so, you know, I think that the reason that I think women are being most impacted is because of the various roles that they play within community, you know, both as moms, as sisters, as daughters, and also as leaders. And so I think when you consider the fact that climate change is impacting the ways in which our young people are able to participate in community, you have to see that there is a direct impact on the women in our lives.
A good example is when the electricity goes out.
Absolutely.
A lot of people can drive their car to some other part of town or get on an airplane. If you're poor and have a bunch of kids, that's not always an option. That's one example. Another is if the water shuts off. Lots of people can go out and buy more water. No big deal. Just go buy some bottled water. Another example is extreme heat. If it's 110, go set your thermostat. It's no big deal. Are those the kinds of things you're talking about where they don't have an option that a lot of people in whatever you want to call it, mainstream or middle America have?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it's all a matter of framing and right and perspective. If you live in a community that, for instance, is completely isolated and doesn't have running water, like so many of our Indigenous nations, you know, there's so many families up on the Navajo Reservation out in various rural communities who don't have running water to begin with. So then the issues of access to water become very problematic and very different for those communities. If you're looking at folks to your question, you know, if the water goes out, if the electricity goes out and you don't have transportation or you're not living alongside a bus route, what are your alternatives?
Past episodes of this segment can be heard on the Mrs. Green's World page on the KXCI website, and you can learn more about Mrs. Green's World at mrsgreensworld.com.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low, or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310, Painting the Old Pueblo and Beyond.